Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Gittin, and today we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Dalet. So today we're going to Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So it says Mishnah, Shlosha Gittin Psulin V'Nisas Havlad Kasher. There are three types of Gittin that are Pasul, and if the woman goes and gets remarried with one of these Gittin, because it's only Pasul Midrabanan, the Vlad that she has from the next marriage is not a Mamzer. The Vlad is going to be Kasher. What are examples of these three Gittin? Kasav Ksav Yadov Ein Alavei. The husband wrote the get in his own handwriting, but there are no witnesses on the get. We don't have any edim, meaning normally the edim are there to verify that the husband wants the get. But if we can verify his own handwriting, that he's the one that wrote the get, obviously he wants it. Yesh lav edim vein bilzman, or there are edim, but there's no date written on the get. So that's something that is a psul midrabanan. Yesh bilzman vein bilelechad, or there's man on the get, and he wrote in his own handwriting, but there's only one witness on the get, meaning we had in the first of the three cases where it was also b'ksav yado, so and there were zero witnesses, and we said that the child from the second husband is kosher. In this case, the Mishnah is telling us that even if he wrote the get and has one witness, the chiddush over here is that it's still a get puzzle. It's still not a good get. The chiddush is obviously not that the vlad is not a mamzer. It's obvious at this point that vlad would not be a mamzer. So, Harei Elu Shlosha Gittin Psulin. These are the three Pasul Gittin by which Vimnisis Havlad Kasher, where if she gets remarried and has a child with her second husband, the Vlad is still going to be Kasher. Now, the implication of the first part of the Mishnah is that if it was not B'Ksav Yado and there are no witnesses signed on the get, then it's going to be a psul even on a Daraisa level, even though there are Ede Mesira. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Afal Pishein Elav Edim, El Shenesanu La Bifnei Edim. The implication of the Mishnah, of the first part of the Mishnah, is incorrect, because even if there are no Edim and he did not write a B'Ksav Yado, but it was given in front of Edim, there are Ede Mesira, so that's kosher. That's going to be good enough for the get to be kosher. The government, nechasim mishabadim, and the same issue if a person lends money, the lender can go and take nechasim mishabadim, which are properties that the borrower had since sold since the time of the loan. Even if there's no edim on the shtar halva'a, but it was handed over in front of Edim, Sheina Edim Chasman al Get, Olam Tikkun Olam, because the only reason we have Edim sign a shtar is for Tikkun Olam, in case we lose the Edim who had witnessed it. So Edim that are signed on, you're never going to lose, because you'll always be able to find Edim who can verify the signatures. So that's the only reason we require Edim to sign, because the real Edim, or the ideal form of Edos, is Edei Mesira, both by Get and by Shtar Chov. Mishnah Hei, Shnaim Sheshalchu Shnei Gitin Shav. Two men who both have the same name, and their wives have the same names. They both sent gittin that look identical because they all have the same names. Minasarvu, so naturally they got mixed up, and we don't know which one goes to which wife. Nosin shem lazu shem lazu. So each husband should give both of those gittin to their wife. Lefichach avelecha mehen. So if one of those gittin get lost, harei asheni batal, then you can't use the second one either, because you're never going to know which one it was meant for. Chamisha sheksavu klal b'toch haget. If five men decided to write five gittin, but all on a single piece of paper, and they wrote in as like a broad statement on the get, ish ploni megarish plonis, uploni plonis, that Reuven's divorcing Sarah, and Shimon's divorcing Leah, and you know, it just lists off all the names. The edim ilamata, and then you have the edim signed at the bottom of the whole thing. Kulam ksherin v'inos ilkalachas v'achas. You just have to pass the get around, and just have each husband give it to each wife. Hayakasov tofes the kalachas vachas. But if they had a whole separate nusach of a get written for each one, you know, with a date, and you know, this is get tiruchin, etc. Ve'edim ilmata, and then edim sign on the bottom. Es she'edim nikrinimo kasher. Then only the get which the signatures on the bottom read naturally with is going to be a kasher get, because if you have different dates for each one of them, so each get is determined to be a separate get. So there are only really edim on the last of these gittin. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that there are three gittin that are psulim midrabanan, but if a woman gets remarried after having received one of these gittin, her vlad is going to be kosher. Get number one in that category is it was written in the husband's handwriting, but there are no edim. Get number two is that there are edim, but there's no date. Get number three in that category is in his own handwriting, there is a date, but there's only one aid. So all three of those, the vlad is going to be kosher. Then we said, Rav Elazar said, says, even if there are no Edim, but it was given in front of Edim, it's going to be kosher, because Edim Sira is really the operative or the more important to Edim. And the same is true with the Shtar Chov, Rabbi Eliezer says. The only reason we require Chasimos is Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam. And then we had said in Mishnah, hey, that if two people send identical Gittin to their wives, because they all have the same names, and they get mixed up, so have each husband give both Gittin to his wife. If one of them gets lost, then you can't use either one of these Gittin. If five people write on a single piece of paper, Ploni is being Megarish Plonus and Ploni Plonus, but it's all one Lashon HaGet with one date on it, so then all of them are going to be kosher, and each of them give the Get. But if each one has a separate Nusach of the Get, then the ones that Edim are Nikur Nimo is going to be kosher. Thank you very much.